Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Schilo, 8:05. We're going to talk some Clemson recruiting, some Clemson football. Let it, Paul, check in a couple of our topics we had yesterday, and even more Clemson topics today. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to phone calls and texts, getting you ready for a little busy weekend. It's going to be great. Can't wait. The producer, once again, on a Thursday. Can't wait to hear about her Wednesday and what the rest of the week looks like. Miss Ashby Mixon, good morning.
What up, what up?
How are you?
I am fabulous. I made the decision this morning.
Yeah, I did too.
To have a good day.
Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
Yes. You chose that.
I chose
that.
We could chose have chosen, that.
You could have chosen other. You chose that.
And we chose not to.
Good.
I remain a coffee at home person.
Yes.
I have the glass cup to prove it.
How's that going?
We're getting there. I'm getting there.
The last 2 days, I brought my wife coffee to work. I had to go pick up Drake both days. I went to two different locations. One is the national chain you're very familiar with.
Okay.
And the other one's a local chain. I think a local chain. And I think the local people were better.
Amazing.
Did you see where Goobers and Sardi's got torn down?
Yes.
And I hear a coffee shop's going in there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you can't get much different than Goobers and Sardi's at a coffee shop. Whoa! I may or may not have been on top of the bar at Goobers before singing and dancing.
Mickey!
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Oh, I wish that existed. There's video?
Oh, there's video. I'll show it to you.
Great.
A little 50 Cent. And Sarah Smiles.
I think if I had to put two words together, like do a word association game, I think 50 Cent is the last person I would come up with for you.
Shot with, you know, walk with a limp and shot six times. Anyway, no, I had 500 meals at Sardi's and Goobers, and now it's gone. We rode by it last night just to kind of pay homage. And all the people that were there, friends of mine that were there, that are no longer there, we had a lunch group, and two of them are gone now. And, oh, man, just miss all those good, good times at that place. Anyway, my point is that I'm hearing a coffee shop's coming there.
There we go.
That's what we need, another coffee shop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anyway.
You're at Homemade because to save money, to save time, you're in your location now. You don't have time to go to the drive-thru. What's the catalyst for this?
New location. No coffee shops are staring at me in my face on the way here in the morning, which is for the best.
Yeah.
It's for the best for everybody.
Save you some money.
Save me some money for sure. But it was a great day. How was your Wednesday?
It was good. So you need to be a barista. Now, is that right? Is that what those things are called?
I'm my own personal barista.
Barista. I went with the drive-thru yesterday and said, here's your specials. They served food there and said, a barista will be with you momentarily. I was like, huh. That's a first. You mean a college kid trying to have a summer job that puts a start? Yeah, okay, that barista, yeah.
Anyway, correct.
My Wednesday was amazing.
Tell me about it.
I left here, and Drake had a friend at school. Meredith takes him to school, drops Isle at daycare for a couple hours, and then Drake's in the gym playing, and they're playing dodgeball. They're playing golf in there. Drake's hula hooping.
Oh, my gosh.
And jumping rope. Drake's a great jump roper and hula hooper. He can make it go up on the hula hoop, up and down, down by his knees, up by his chest, and back and forth. And I'm like, man. Anyway, but I was reminded of this. I sat and shot, got up and shot some free throws while those guys were messing around the gym.
You had it fresh on the brain after yesterday.
I did, and here's where my free throw shooting now. I am such an elite free throw shooter. We had to change the rules. You know, and trying to figure out, because I shoot like 10 at a time, and I'm rebounding by myself. You shoot 10 at a time, see how I do. From now on, most people count it as if it goes in or if it goes out. I don't do that.
Swish or no swish?
Yeah. If it hits any part of rim, it doesn't count. It's a miss.
That's next level.
It is.
That's how you know you're a good free throw
shooter. It is. Yeah. And you just watch. It's just poetry. Watch. I tried to get my wife to watch me yesterday. She wanted nothing to do with that. So we left there, went by not Ingles. Went by another grocery store, and I had it out with one of the people. One of their workers.
Mickey.
I was right, by the way. And the manager came out and saw this young. And I'll tell you the quick story.
Okay.
It's my 10th anniversary, right?
It's today.
Yeah. So we had to celebrate last night because we're going down out of town tonight to take care of a family situation. So we're celebrating last night. And I gave my wife a choice. Hey, we can go to a really nice restaurant and get a babysitter. Or I can cook a great meal at home and we'll be with the kids. She said, I want to be with the kids. Because she's been something else, a lot of good going on. So I just want to be with the kids and be with you. So, all right. She didn't save me. I threw that in. All right, so I go get filet mignon.
Off to a good start.
I go get a couple lobster tails.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about, like, crab cakes, but not Ingles crab cakes, so I don't know what to do. But I look up, and there's scallops on sale. Scallops are my second favorite food behind lobster. And I'm like, all right, yeah, we can do this. And there is – it's a small seafood section, and there's – there's salmon right there, and there's some crab legs over there, and there's some shrimp right here. And there's only one little section of scallops. And it says, save $7.99 a pound. They're now $21.99. And for the first time in a year, I hadn't had to call my mortgage officer to see if I can get a loan to buy scallops. So I said, hey, I'll take a pound of those.
Please.
You know, I'm thinking only a pound. Look, I've got the lobster tails, and I got a Caesar salad. So, this thing's going to work out great. Oh, by the way, it did. Seasoned everything great, man. It was awesome. Came at the right time. It was really good. But anyway, so the guy rings it up, and it's $21.99 a pound. On sale, saving this money. Anyway, guy rings it up, it's $31, and it's a little less than a pound. It's like, hey, pal, this sign right here in front, and it's right in front. But right in front of the thing is missing a little thing there. Anyway, I said, hey, this says it's on sale. He goes, oh, no, that's the 15 count. This is the 7 count, whatever. And I said, well.
What?
I said, hold on. I said, there are no other scallops up here. And there's one section right here. And right in front of it, you got this thing. And he goes, now, hold on. And he goes over to the frozen section. He pulls out and said, this is what's on sale. I went, no, man. You don't understand. He's a young kid. You don't understand. You can't do that. You can't put a sale something right there in front of on the window, right in front of it. And it'd be the only thing. It could seem like if there were 5 or 6 other kinds of scallops up there. But what? And I went, you can't do that, man. And at this point in time, the manager comes out, and he's listening to me. And I said, look, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you can't do that. And like, he says, what do you want me to do? I want you to charge me that price. So the manager's looking. He didn't say a word. He's so cool. And he tears this new price off, and he slides it right on the thing, and it's $21.99, my price. And he looks at the kid and goes, he's right. And I was like, I'm not trying to be right, man.
No.
I'm just trying to say, from a standpoint, anyway.
There's a sign right in front of the thing.
Well, that was on the glass, but then right behind the glass, there's an empty holder for a sign, and the kid didn't see that it was on that thing. Anyway, he got a lesson yesterday, and I didn't mean to be a jerk about it. But you just can't do that part.
No, learned.
Yeah, he did.
Learned experience.
He did. Anyway, that said, went home, got little Isles, went to the pool. We had a great time at the pool. She's a swimmer now, and the meal was fantastic. And we had a great time, went for a nice ride last night. It's just truly one of the best little family days you can have.
That sounds incredible.
Let me ask you this. It doesn't hurt that I, the filet and the scallops and the frosted is fantastic.
What did you cook everything on?
The filets were done on the egg.
Okay.
130. With a little searing, a little reverse searing, actually. The lobster tails were broiled in the oven.
Delicious.
And I didn't do the Blackstone because I didn't want to go back and forth out there. I just got a skillet out. Since it's only a pound, I did a skillet and sauteed.
Your scallops.
The scallops.
The
But the key there is so the lobster tail is only 4 or 5 minutes. The scallops are only 5 or 6 minutes. So you got to get the steaks on first. You got to heat the grill first. It's a bit of a timing issue, getting everything off so it's hot at the same time. That's where the true genius comes out.
That's when you feel like a Michelin star chef.
Yes. Now, in between my elite free throws and my elite cooking, my elite husbandry, I made a ton of other mistakes. So it wasn't,
I mean, outside of those categories.
I just chose to focus on telling you those stories today. So, anyway.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Big one.
Yeah, she said 8 good years on her 10th anniversary. No. We've got a great relationship. I'm blessed. Great wife. Great. She's a great mom. Great kids. We're blessed. With that said, I got a bunch of things planned today.
I'm so excited.
It's not a great sports day. Oh, by the way, I bombed on the opening today because today's the women's singles semifinals, and I knew it's the semifinals, and I go to ESPN, and it doesn't have any for Wimbledon today. It has doubles, but no singles, and it has nothing about the semifinals, but it has the Nordea Open and the Grand East Open. ESPN. Whoever's running ESPN.com right now is just dropping the ball. It's just, there's nothing on there. So anyway. Yeah. So anyway, with that said, it's got quarterfinal doubles, but no singles up. All right, with that said, segment two, what are we going to do?
I want to talk Clemson baseball in summer leagues.
I love that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, Cape Cod action.
I have to tell you about Best Buy Metals and Best Buy Metal Roofing and what Best Buy Metals is doing now and this company. And boy, I believe in this company. And it's great and it's awesome. And this is a really an amazing company that we feel in a community now, like they're part of the community. They've got about 10 locations across the South, across the country. But boy, they invest in the local communities, and that's cool. The other part of it is if you're a builder, let's get with clients now and let's offer them metal roofing, metal shingles. You know about this. You might not know about Best Buy Metal Roofing. Get in touch with them. They really want to work with you. They want to make sure that you have, if you're building or putting a new roof on a house, remodeling a house, they want to work with you. And let's make sure that this client has this option, and this option that includes very low maintenance. This option includes a lifetime warranty. So that's really cool. Think about that. Let's get in touch with them. And Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer and Taylor's, or Taylor's area, I should say, in Greenville. It's BestBuyMetalRoofing.com. All right, France and Morocco today. I guess I'll keep up with it. I'll probably watch it 4 o'clock from Foxborough. France, a big favorite there. Tomorrow you got the second of the quarters in Spain and Belgium. Not all that interested in that one. Saturday I'm very interested in Norway and England because of watching the Viking Cyborg in Holland and then watching Messi again. And so we'll keep up the quarters. We'll do a little bit of that. Wimbledon going to the semifinals and all that. We'll keep up that a little bit. And then the Braves won. For you Braves fans, congratulations. It's a really good win last night. 3-0. Now, this one, it was late because the Braves only had one hit for like the first 6 or 7 innings.
Yeah, they were in the middle of being on the wrong side of a no-hitter.
Yes. Then you got a home run, and then you got a two-run home run, yeah, and then a late single. So Bart, the catcher, got a two-run home run last night in the eighth inning, and then they added an insurance run in the ninth when Baldwin got an RBI, and a really good pitch performance by Holmes and the bullpen, and the Braves break a losing streak, and all good news there. The other thing about Major League Baseball is, or about the Braves, is that the Phillies lost last night, so back up to 3 games.
There you go.
So there you go. Nice win for the Braves. We'll tell you about the rest of Major League Baseball quickly before we take a break. Rest of the scoreboard, the Jays shut out Giants 10-0. Cubbies over the O's 9-7. Tigers over the beat the A's 6-1. The Yankees got shut out last night. Did your dad call and tell you that too? Rays 3-0.
Let's see how many times I struck out. It's been 17. Last night it was only 11.
Oh, man. Contact hitting last night. Marlins shut out Mariners 2-0. Nationals over the Stros 8-2. Reds, William Quackenbush's Reds, 11-5 over the Phillies. Mets 6-2 over the Royals. It was Red Sox shutting out the White Sox 5-0. Red over white. I'm more of a red fan than a white fan.
I agree. Although I do like the White Sox double A's in Birmingham. So that's my one reason.
The Barons.
Nice, yeah.
Thank you very much. Michael Jordan. I was thinking about wine there, reds over white. Twins 6-5 beat the Guardians. Sorry, Sam. Redbirds over the Brew Crew 5-1. Angels beat the Rangers 13-1. Padres beat the Snakes 10-4. And the Rockies fell to the Dodgers 4-3. So a little bit of a not a huge sports day yesterday. No World Cup yesterday. And so I just read a bunch about football and got a bunch of football thoughts and wrote down a bunch of football thoughts. And we're going to go into football today. And can I leave you with this?
Please.
I had a slight amount of guilt yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, after I left. Very slight. But I had a slight amount of guilt in that I make it sound sometimes that I'm this Christopher Vecina hater. And I'm not. I want this kid to do so good. I want this kid to light it up. And I want this kid to prove me wrong and come on the air and go, boy, I tell you what, I was wrong about that cat. So when some of the things I say is an evaluation standpoint, nothing personal. And I hope these guys know all that. But I want the kid to be the first Heisman Trophy winner ever here. but some doubt in my mind about that. But it comes across, I hope it doesn't come across as because I don't have to be right.
No.
I would rather be wrong.
Same. On this one. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Time will tell.
Short break. We'll come back. We're going to talk Clemson baseball summer league when you return for more. With segment two with Ashley Mixon right after this.
Upset you missed a show today? No problem. We've got you covered with every hour of every show on our podcast page at theroarfm.com.
Touchdown!
And on the Roar app. Download it today.
I've been to Ingles 100 times. You know how many times I've argued with someone about scallop prices at Ingles? Zero. Zero. The meal would have been different last night had I been to Ingles too, because and it was just convenience. We were in a hurry. That's the reason I stopped by this other grocery store. It won't happen anymore. With that said, I didn't get crab cakes last night. That would have been the real truth, because we did surf and turf. We could have been surf and turf. Anyway, we didn't get the crab cakes last night. So I left that on the table. We had to go that. Drake wanted crab cakes last night from Ingles, because he said, Dad, we can have any Krabby Patties for Mr. Krabs, the Krusty Krab. So we'll do that over the next few days as well. So, hey, it's a great weekend. It's a great weekend to grill out. It is an awesome time to stop by and see our great friends over at Ingles. There's specials going on. I can tell you about some of the specials maybe in the next couple of days. But one thing I know I have to do, I'm out of vanilla cream soda, and I'm almost out, very, very close to being out of ice cream. So in this heat, I got to do both. I'll stop by Ingles. Probably, I'm a bachelor for the weekend. I'll probably do like a rotisserie chicken. I'll probably do some egg salad, some chicken salad. I'll probably do the salad bar or olive bar, whatever, to avoid cooking all that for myself. And I'll pick at that rotisserie chicken all weekend long. Do it at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, love our friends at Ingles.
Attention, if you or a loved one has been exposed to bad sports talk,
just listening to an average radio show right now, I would figure that the producer dislikes the Gap Band. And that might be the case, but that's not the only motivation there, because you can talk some clips of baseball. I see what you did there.
Thank you. Okay. When I hear songs from Doug Kingsmore Stadium that I closely identify, and tell me if you're the same way, I'm somebody that ties music very closely to like places and memories. It makes me feel like a little bit of a dagger in my heart when I hear it.
Yes. Yes. You get that. It evokes memories. How about that?
Yes.
Also, there is a Pavlovian response here, in that whenever I hear that song, now my hands go up like I'm trying to catch a t-shirt. Like, oh, man.
It's the same thing with, what's the other one? The Heat Is On.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which, gotta raise the roof.
Which is Glenn Frey, and I dropped the ball. I forgot who I said it was the other day. But it's Glenn Frey. Anyway, with that said, hey, quickly, let me tell you about PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark, Amanda, the awesome folks. I'll get this text message once a week, maybe. Sometimes it'll be two in 1 week, and then it won't be for a couple weeks. So average about once a week. 50 times a year, people say, hey, your mortgage company again, tell me again. It's easy. PrimeLendingSC.com. PrimeLendingSC.com. You go to it. The phone numbers are there. How that process works, it's easy. You start the process with them. They walk you through it. Ashley, your mom and dad are going to be great at walking you through your first mortgage stuff. But the fact is, like, it's intimidating, and it can be hard, but it doesn't have to be. Get with a good company. Get three estimates. Talk to the people. Compare who you're doing your shopping with and who you're doing business with. I guarantee you'll choose these good folks. PrimeLendingSC.com. Segment two with Ashley Mixon.
Let's talk some summer baseball, shall we?
I can't wait, because I don't know. I do know that Nelson, I've seen some of those graphics. He's had a good summer. Outside of that, I have no idea, so I can't wait to learn here.
All right, so there are 10 returning players playing across summer leagues.
All right.
There's a bunch of them up in the Cape Cod League, which is the one I think of when I hear baseball collegiate leagues.
Right.
There's the Coastal Plain League, which I believe there are three players playing in that. And then there's like a Martha's Vineyard League. I don't know what they got going on up there. And MLB Draft League. So those are the four leagues that are kind of for reference that we're talking about today. There are 10 players playing. There's six pitchers. Or I guess there's 11 players technically playing. Six pitchers, five hitters. Okay.
Right.
So with that, Danny Nelson, like you mentioned, is playing up in the Cape. He's on the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox. Definitely butchered how you say that. But, Mickey, he's been really good.
I don't understand why he wasn't better this year at Clemson, because the stuff is just dynamic.
He was good at Clemson.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, he totally was.
It looked good, and all of a sudden he could hit hard and give up three doubles in a row, and I'm like, how did they hit this guy? He's impossible to hit, but he kept hitting him. Anyway, all right, I'll take your word for that.
He started off impossible to hit, and I think people figured him out later into the season. But he was a true freshman getting put in the most high-stakes situations possible.
3.90 ERA, 30 innings, 26 hits. Should have had like 4 hits because this guy's got unhittable stuff, but they hit him 10 walks, 41 Ks. 41 strikeouts in 30 innings. That's good. I'll give it to you. He's good. And by the way, 4-pitch guy, so future starter.
Yes.
All right, I'm in.
I think that's what we're working with. All right. And this summer –
thanks for the correction. Okay, I got you. All right.
This summer he's been a starter a little bit. I think he started 2 games. Hold on, let me pull it up here. Danny Nelson has thrown 16.1 innings up in the Cape. He's got a guess his ERA. Give me a guess. We said 3 point something last season.
1.29.
0.61.
0.61. I love it. Half of what I thought.
Giving up 1 earned run.
Love it.
On 8 hits.
Sawing off bats.
3 walks.
Yeah.
18 Ks in 14 innings.
That's better than 10 walks, 41 Ks. Right?
Absolutely.
That's 1-4, and you said 3-8. Yeah. 1-6, yes.
Which he didn't, from what I can remember, he didn't walk many people at all at Clemson. That wasn't the issue.
No.
He would just get hit a little bit.
Yeah.
So Danny Nelson's been really good. Brendan Bennett's also in the Cape League. He's been nearly as impressive.
Bennett had a good year last year.
He did, sneakily. Yeah. People didn't talk about it.
2.05 ERA, 19 games, 22 innings, 29 strikeouts, 8 walks. Teams hit 208 against him. Yeah. So actually, teams hit 228 against Nelson and only 208 against Bennett. Now, Bennett didn't throw as many innings, just 22 innings. But strikeout to walk ratio is good, and ERA is good, and whip's good. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I think it was 1, maybe 2 bad outings that kind of skewed his stats, too. I believe he was down in like the ones for most of the season.
He gave up 1 earned run in an inning against Presbyterian. He gave up 1 earned run in an inning and 2/3 at Stanford. 1 earned run in an inning and 2/3 at North Carolina. I guess a home run against North Carolina. And then 2 and 2/3 at Virginia Tech.
That's right.
So those are the 5 runs that he gave up there. But really good year for Bennett.
This summer, 1.76.
Nice.
ERA.
Cape Cod as well?
Cape Cod. All born right. Braves. Giving up 3 earned on 7 hits, 16 strikeouts in 15 innings.
All right.
Only issue that I'm not concerned about, but a little bit of command stuff, he's walked 11.
All right.
And he walked 8 in 22 innings last year. So that wasn't really ever his issue, was walking people. So, very impressed by those two guys.
Do we have anybody on the Catuit Kettlers?
Tell me about who that is.
Well, Cape Cod League.
The Catuit Kettlers?
Kettlers.
Kettlers?
Yeah.
What a great name.
Kettlers. My uncle was from Catuit, Massachusetts.
Very
cool. On the Cape.
That is one place of our country I have no idea anything about.
They own the golf course there, and it's a really cool place. So, yeah. Let me see if we have anybody up there at Catuit.
I don't think anybody this year. Probably in years past.
No.
The only other one that's been playing in the Cape League is Lichtenberger.
All right. How's he doing?
He's struggling a little. He's struggling. For my mom at home, this is Clemson's starting shortstop from last season. It's what I realized I need to start doing.
Jim Phillips taught me that one time. I'm doing play-by-play for early season baseball game in Clemson's Ring of Honor. Guy calls it to me in between innings. I mean, I'm 25 years old. I've never done play-by-play a day in my life, you know, and I'm out here doing Clemson baseball. And I forgot who the shortstop was. It wasn't Khalil Green, but, you know, I'd say Ground ball to Green, over to Johnson in time, one down. And he goes, Mickey, you can't do that. Because people don't know Green is the shortstop, and they might know Michael Johnson's first baseman. So you got to say, ground ball out to the shortstop. Green has it over to first, Johnson in time, you know, one down. So anyway, and he told me to slow down too. He said, you're going to wear your audience out. Anyway,
I think that'd be my issue too.
Yeah, Clemson's shortstop, Tyler Litzenberger.
Yeah, he's hitting 111 with four hits and 36 bats.
That's not good from the.
Nope. Drawn 13 walks though, so his on base is pretty good.
Now, question here. They went out and got a shortstop. Went and got a third baseman for sure. We don't know about Purify yet. We need to have more guys. They got the JUCO kid, I think. Can Litzenberger play second, maybe? Is he is coming back.
If I was looking at it, I would think that'd probably be the plan. Okay. Because Purify, what I was getting at next is that I think he's played his way into getting drafted this summer.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss him.
Went to the combine, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Most of those guys end up getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then played for the MLB Draft League this summer. And, I mean, killed it. Really and truly killed it. He hit, I believe, 4 home runs, 3 doubles, couple triples maybe. Had just absolutely lit everybody there up. And I think 18 games. And looked like the best player in the league of the draft league. So I think JP, this is his best opportunity to go because he has the leverage, he has whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to have a decision to make. And if I'm him and I get drafted in the first, 6 to 8 rounds, hard to turn that down, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're EB, I don't know.
Gonna miss him. Anybody else? We got anybody else playing well?
Got Jackson Taylor, who was hurt last year, redshirted.
All right.
He's a freshman. He's hitting 400.
What position?
I want to say he's an infielder.
Right.
Shortstop.
All right. Hey, maybe he's going to shortstop dealer.
Who knows?
What league's he in?
He's in he plays for the Martha's Vineyard Sharks.
Okay.
Hitting 400 with a home run, 4 doubles, 16 RBI.
Nice.
He's killing it, man. Killing it.
All right.
And then you got some other pitchers in the threes with their ERA and stuff. So pretty much everybody's doing a good job.
Jack Taylor, big kid.
6'4",
195. Yeah. All right.
Watch out for him this season.
I'll allow that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Good stuff. It's, you know what? The summer league stuff, it at least gives you an idea of where people are headed and who is building off of their season.
Can I look at what league they're playing in and draw any conclusions?
Absolutely.
So Cape Cod League. Did Caden do Cape Cod League?
Yeah.
He did. He have a good time up there?
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever beat Katuit?
That will be my first question to him today.
Oh, man. Gotta know that. The summer league stuff is important, but part of it too, though, is like if you're a pitcher, sometimes you shut it down. You know, you got how many pitches you threw in a regular season, how many innings, and you got to do all that. And so that's a part of the formula and equation. Or else you don't throw in the fall sometimes.
Yep.
You come back and all. So that's an awful lot to do in there.
And also, I've been told it's a pitcher's league up at the Cape.
Yeah, because it's wooden reason. Bat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and the guys, look, to square up a wooden bat league, a ball on a wooden bat, whatever, man, that's just harder to do if you're not used to it.
Yeah, if you're killing it up there, you're a hitter.
Yeah.
Tells you something.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, though.
I want to know what a Kettleer is.
All right, you're hyper-fixated on this. Let me look it up.
I'm looking now. They play at Lowell Park in Katuit, Massachusetts, of course, yeah. Found in 1947. Nicknamed Kettleers in honor of a legendary local transaction where the early settlers bought the village from Native Americans in exchange for brass kettle. Oh, it's kettle. Kettleers.
Oh, of course, of course.
The Kettleers.
Should have had it.
Yeah.
Should have known that.
It's the Kettleers. So they bought it in exchange for brass kettle. Interesting. All right, I like it. Short break. We'll come back. Let's open up phone lines. I have four open phone line segments. Now, with that, I have a couple more Clemson football questions for you.
Woohoo! I'm excited.
All right. And I'm going to be very interested to hear, because I can be swayed on one of them. One I know, the other one I think. How about that? So let's do that. Short break. You come back much more to this.
The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar.
From sunup to sundown.
We've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves.
105.5, 97.5, The Roar.
Your upstate sports authority.
You know, water is as important as anything on earth. You know, the more people have died from not having water and more people have died from water. Now you got to count malaria in there. Water's fascinating. And it's something you probably don't think about your house a lot until your sewage backs up or until your hot water's out or until, you know, you got a pipe that's burst and running all over the place. You don't think about your home. 24-7 emergency service is what one-time plumber does. Don't get ripped off. The price is the price. The plumber didn't make it the price of the spot or just upcharged because he's having a bad day. 5-star Google reviews. So you got drain issues, you got any kind of drain cleaning, any kind of plumbing issues, you got any kind of septic tank issues. The name is the number. In Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville, Clemson graduate owned and operated, and you're going to love dealing with them in case it does come up. Put it behind you. It's our good friends at One Tom Plumber. The name is the number.
You're on the phone all day, so why not spend that time?
And it's so much more affordable. A lot of times people don't have videos on their websites or their videos aren't very good on their websites. And the reason that's the case is because, man, we can't afford to do that. Well, that's because you hadn't called Double Dog Video. Double Dog Video, get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. The videography, the writing of the copy, the editing, their expertise shines. You're going to love that. It's our great friends over at Double Dog Video. We did it here. John and his team, award-winning. 30 years of experience, 60 national regional awards. The double dog dare is that if you don't like it, they will come back in. They will give you give the video back, they give you 100% of your money back. No one's ever done it. Love it. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let me get Hal, and then I have I have two Clemson football thoughts. One I'm very sure of, and the other one I need some help on. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Good morning, Hal. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey.
I'm great, buddy. How about you?
Pretty good. Let's see. The American Century Golf Tournament starts this weekend.
Hal, I got your text this morning. I was telling Ashby, this might be your favorite sporting event. I know you look forward to it every year, right? You love this thing, don't you?
My favorite sport is obviously the Super Bowl, but yeah.
But you like this one.
Those are golf tournaments like the Masters, and those are golf tournaments. I'm not as familiar with them as I was golfers from 50 some years ago.
Yeah, but you like the celebrities and the coaches and the athletes, and it's a good show, man. They do a really good job, and a lot of those guys are good players.
Dabble Swinney should be invited to take part in it for once.
Yeah, that was
having team up with Alfonso Ribeiro and have it. That dance Alfonso Ribeiro does, you've seen Dabo do it a couple times.
Yeah, Dabo and him dancing together, doing that thing. Yeah.
And
Dabo thinks he does it better than him. Yeah. That's how confident that guy is, yeah.
And I like the BMW golf tournament too, you know.
Yeah, got celebrities in that as well. Yeah, you get a little crossover in there. I can get it. I understand that. You going to watch it all? Is it just this weekend, or do they play on Friday? They got coverage of it any other time?
They begin Friday on the NBC Sports Network or Golf Channel, and Saturday and Sundays are on NBC and
Lake Tahoe, and right?
You know, portion of the Masters I watch is when they be given the green jacket when Jim Nantz on hand to see winner be given presented the green jacket.
Yeah, a little Masters, a little different than what you'll see this weekend, but
also Mickey. Yeah. I just saw on TV that Bonnie Tyler passed away.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Total eclipse of the heart, and you know.
Yeah, total eclipse of the heart. What a great raspy voice she had. I'm sorry to hear that, Hal. I didn't know that's the case. Total eclipse of the heart. Good stuff. All right, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day today. Celebrity golf, to me, I don't understand it because I'm not – Like, I don't want to watch Scottie Scheffler act. I did watch Happy Gilmore, too.
I did, too. That was fun.
The PGA Tour players kind of made it for me.
Agree.
There's so much stupid stuff in it, like just silly. Like, that's not my brand of comedy.
I didn't know why we needed to go with, like, the virtual, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if they had just gone with the plot without all that, I thought it would have been. It was a little jumping sharks. Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Happy Gilmore 1, the first one.
All right. I'm coming up with a third thought here. I'm morphing to a third thought here.
All right.
Based upon what I heard on the radio this morning.
So we have a no, a think, and a still developing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I know. Clemson's secondary is going to be the most improved unit on the field this year.
Yes.
When you looked at what happened last year, teams averaged 251 a game through the air. I was talking to – I got to be careful how I phrase this. I didn't get this firsthand.
Okay.
But I was talking to someone who did talk to a head coach in college football. And he had inside knowledge of Clemson stuff. And he said it was obvious Tom Allen – and he knows Tom Allen. It's obvious Tom Allen couldn't run anything defensively last year with his coverages.
No, couldn't.
The secondary was so bad, they just had to make it just basic. An assistant coach at a Clemson opponent last year told me that when they noticed that one of their safeties was in the game, that they immediately had an automatic check, that they would try to isolate him and then double move him.
It'd probably work.
Yeah.
Tom Allen, he was pretty open about that last season.
He was.
Like saying, yeah, I can't do the stuff I want to do.
He was. Hampton and Terrell were good corners. I thought had good years. Not great years, not elite years, but solid. I retweeted this quote the other day. Said it. I don't care what happens in the season as long as I don't have to watch Khalil Barnes play safety anymore. I thought Hannafin struggled. I thought Barnes struggled. To me, to show you why you never give up on a player, going into the year, I thought that Brandon Strozier was done. I didn't think he's very good. He had a much better year than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
He got better. Tink Kelly's very average. I think Corey Gibson's going to be a good player. But he's a true freshman. Jaden Lucas was lost. They put him in for one play at South Carolina and gave up an 80-yard touchdown. Like, he's just lost. Tyler Venables was hurt and not very athletic. Colin Griffin was just so small. Shelton Lewis transferred out. He got beat out by these guys. Rob Billings was not an ACC player. Sorry. Dixon was too young, and I think it's probably a little too stiff. Who else? Wilkerson, not athletic, not – no. Marcus Dixon, no. Oh, no, that's defensive. Noah Dixon is what I was talking about. The point is, like, I don't know of a single safety that had any kind of upside. And again, they blew assignments on top of not being very good. So what I know is you went out and you addressed it.
Yes.
And through the portal, through recruiting, this unit will be better in 2026.
They are going to be much improved. You're talking about a group that had 9 interceptions last season, and 6 of them came from one guy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Avion Terrell or Ashton Hampton or anything. Like, yeah. This was a group that struggled to generate turnovers. They struggled in one-on-one matchups. And they were the liability, really, all year.
There, and it affected everything else on defense. There's a very famous Barry Switzer quote. After a loss one time, Barry Switzer said, we didn't block very well today, but we made it for it. We didn't tackle very well either. So Clemson, not only were they not very athletic, like Ricardo Jones is just slow. Now, you give him credit for the pick 6 against South Carolina and all that, and he had some, he had good ball skills, but he's slow. And, I mean, Hanifin's got good straight-ahead speed, but Hanifin flipping his hips and all that, like, that just doesn't work.
That was the issue of his first full year playing defense, I think. You never doubted his effort, like maybe you did with some of the
other ones. No, he's a great effort kid.
Yeah. And I think he's going
to
be better.
He's a close to line of scrimmage guy, but you can't put him back there in any kind down the field. Yeah. Make plays close to line of scrimmage. Anyway, with that said, you go get a Myrick, you go get a Carter, you go get a Washington, and you just feel like you got to stay healthy there. Gibson coming back, Hampton coming back, Strozier, I think, has got a decent chance there. But you just went out, and by the way, Polo Anderson, a freshman, is going to help him. I think Young, a freshman, might help him a little bit. You went and got the star kid from Auburn. So you got an influx of – the room's totally different. Now, part of that is can't be any worse. But part of that is that there's some talent there now. And so what I'm excited about defensively is that – now, they won't be very good at defensive tackle, I don't feel like. And there's issues across the board, depth-wise at linebacker and starting linebacker and all that. But with that being said, it's going to allow you to do more things schematically because you don't have to worry about covering up the back end and giving up the 80-yard touchdown pass and the 70-yard touchdown. I mean, just wide open, blown coverages everywhere. Like, just guys running wide open. So we agree on that. It's going to be better.
It's going to be the most improved group on the team.
All right. When we come back, I got a next question for you, because one I'm not sure about. Hour number two, phone calls, Ashby and Mickey Moore after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Speed on the bases, power at the plate, Gold Glove defense across the diamond. The Stars of Atlanta are ready to take the field.
Michael Harris going to sprint back, and he somehow makes the catch Willie Mays style and goes into the wall.
For every pitch from March to October, we are your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Right here on The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority, 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, my great friends at Trail, I want to talk to you about building your next building. Trail is a company that can do the most damage. They do the best way they can help you out is you call them early when you're even thinking about it, and they'll get you set up very early on in the better building experience and how that works. However, if you're currently in a building situation, you already got your architect, you already gotten in this thing, Trail can come in and save a project. If it's going bad for you, I hope it's not. If it's going bad for you, Trail, one of the things Trail is known for is coming in and saving projects. There's a local church in Clemson that they saved them $1 million. They're $1 million over budget. They got it back on budget. So they do a really, really good job of that. So not only, again, I encourage you to do it from the beginning, and it won't go bad. But if it is going bad for you in any way, then let them come in and save your project for you as well. TRELHO.com, 800-319-7006, my great friends at Trail.
We got your summer covered.
Summer sports.